If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Todd Liebo joins us here on the program. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebold with you. We are live at Tickets for Less. Right now you can get two tickets and two VIP tailgate passes to either the Raiders and Steelers, Raiders or Steelers game, just $450. That's right. Remember, two lower-level tickets and two VIP tailgate passes, which get you all you can eat and drink. Get it right now at ticketsforless.com/ticket and tailgate or call them at 913-685-3322. You can get discounts on all the other Chiefs tickets by using the promo code 810CHIEFS, 810CHIEFS. Use that and you can save on your Chiefs tickets. Cheapest place to get your parking is at Tickets for Less. If you've already got your tickets, still got to park, got to buy it in advance, $45 each. Just go to ticketsforless.com and get that plus KU. Back at T-Mobile Center December 7th, you can get yourself a lower level seat to the Jayhawks and UTEP. The Miners, Todd, they're the Miners.
How do you kill a Jayhawk?
The Miner?
You tap on it.
Oh.
That's a 1992 joke.
Oh, I like it. That's good.
I'm going to get this straight. You just said two lower-level tickets to the Chiefs, Raiders, and Chiefs, Steelers. So that's four tickets.
No. Two lower-level tickets to either the the Raider game.
That's a great deal,
or the Steeler game, and two VIP
tailgate. I walk past the VIP tailgate every week when I go out there because I park on that side of the stadium, and it just looks like fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
I was there for the Cowboy game.
Wow.
And think of the money you save on the pops that you would otherwise don't have to carry a cooler around.
Yeah, nothing.
Don't have to bring any food. They do all the work for you.
And you're going. If you can't make it through a Chiefs game after being in that tailgate without buying some food, then you've got a problem with your eating.
Yes.
Just eat all you want there. That's a great deal.
It is a great deal.
Guaranteed to be good weather on those days, too, I think.
You think so?
I don't know. They're noon games. It'll be daytime.
Who knows? But you can get Bronco tickets as well. That's
yes.
Coming up, Sunday Night Football. Use the 810 Chiefs code, and you will save. Get a discount there. Use 810 Chiefs. Also, KUMU.
11th.
Gentleman was here earlier buying tickets. He said he tried to get tickets from KU, and there was some kind of a snag. He's like, well, go and take
just
us.
Tickets for us.
He came here.
Well, I got a text from a friend who is a Mizzou fan. And he said, he goes, heard you talking about the border war, so I texted the boys to get the temperature. This is a group of Mizzou fans. I barely pay attention. It's sad. Another guy chimed in. He's got to give me a screenshot of his guys. I see Mizzou got out-rebounded by UMKC. I didn't even know that was possible.
How about out-pointed? That's
next one. Beakers will beat us by 50.
So you think the Missouri fans aren't going to buy that one?
God, I hope not. And then last, at least 30, we can't score. So unless we get miraculously hot from outside, it won't be pretty.
So I think these are tickets to Jayhawk fans.
Jayhawk fans.
Yes.
Let me talk to you.
Speaking to you right now. Yeah. Right now, let me talk to you. I'm going to go over there and cover that game because.
By the way, we need a contestant for the feud.
Come on.
We're going to play the feud here in a second, but we can't do it without a contestant. So we need somebody.
We could get Jack on here. Look at him.
We could.
We don't have a headset for
him. I'd rather give a gift card to a listener, a hen house gift card.
We could make him play and then give it to Jed.
By the way, I think you can use your gift card to go by the delicatessen in Hen House and grab dinner for four. Because I think that's what I'm doing on the way home tonight.
On the way home, get it done. I am going to go over to that game to work. I did not get to go to the last game at Allen Fieldhouse because I think there was some scout thing going on. And I remember watching that because, of course, when the scout father, Todd Liebo, is involved, we're going to find a way to watch things if we must. And I remember I brought a TV with an old antenna because the game was on CBS. And
I can top this story.
Yeah, so that's where we watched that game at old school that way. So I want to be there when this happens again. So I'm going to go work at that game.
So I can top that. I was watching on a phone, getting on a plane to go to spring training with Doug Stewart, mm-hmm. noted Mizzou fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Stu, he was looking at his phone And then we had to put the phones away.
Had to put them away.
And he left with Mizzou up.
He's winning. They did it. They swept them.
2 hours and 30 minutes later, we landed in Phoenix.
Ooh.
Oh.
And then you saw how it happened, and you're like, then his face just got red.
58-39 with 12 minutes to go.
Yeah. Yeah, so I want to be there to see it happen. I'm not expecting a super competitive game. But the Fieldhouse is always a great place to go. And to have the rivalry back.
Again.
Yeah. I think we really missed out last year. It's one of the things that sports-wise we missed out with COVID. They were going to play at Sprint Center last year. And Missouri was very good at that time of the year especially. I mean, they ended up fading at the end. But that was a tournament team versus a tournament team. That would have been really cool seeing at Sprint Center last year. So we lost that. We lost Missouri-Arkansas at Arrowhead last year because of COVID too, you know. I mean, I'm not talking about the real things that have happened with COVID, but the sports stuff that we missed out on, some of those cool things would have been pretty neat to have. I'm very proud of all the leagues for fighting their way through and, you know, finding a way to play the games, but we missed out on that one. I missed out. My Sooners were supposed to go to Army and play on campus last year. That would have been really neat.
That would have been a great trip.
I wanted to go and all this stuff, and then, you know, nothing happened, so. Anyway, we have Kansas and Missouri playing on the 11th at the Fieldhouse. So.
And they've got tickets here at ticketsforless.com.
They can get them.
They can get you into Big 12 basketball at Allen Fieldhouse as low as $25. As low as $25. So get your basketball tickets for the Jayhawks right now while they last. Well, those are gone. They're gone. So I'd encourage you to call right now, find your games. I think it's Iowa State and Iowa State and Texas Tech.
And we've got these Chiefs games coming up. We've got a couple here, and then it's going to be not as many. That Steelers game's there, but then it's, you know, there's not a lot running around here.
Nope. So get your tickets right
now. Watch them now.
Ticketsforless.com. Get that great special. $450 gets you 2 VIP tailgate passes with all you can eat and drink and 2 lower-level tickets to either the game against the Raiders or
the Steelers.
The game against the Steelers.
I'm going to crash that tailgate Sunday night. I'm just going to walk in.
I think you should.
I'll just walk in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here.
Everyone give you the Norm treatment. Lebo!
Yeah, they're like, you don't have a ticket. I've got my credential. Wrong spot. Go around the other way.
We have our contestant ready to play the feud. His name is Josh. Josh, how are you, buddy?
Great.
You've heard the feud before, so I'm sure you know you've got a choice to make. A very difficult choice. Who's going to play with you, Josh? Is it going to be Todd Lebo?
Well.
Okay, it's going to be me and Josh. You know what? He said, screw you, Lebo.
That's what he said.
I don't even want to hear that guy's name.
He didn't want any part of it.
Josh, you want to go first or second?
You can go first.
I'm going to go first. Josh is going to go second.
Curtis, this is entirely up to you.
I'll let you go first.
Yeah, you're such a coward. Yeah.
I'll go first.
Lebo.
Maybe he wants
Curtis.
A piece of Josh for dismissing us so quickly.
Josh, I don't know, but I think that's a real shot at you out of nowhere. Him choosing to go against you, so. If you weren't already fired up, let that fuel your fire.
I'm the division winning team, and Josh is the wild card.
You've never won a division in your life. If we're talking accurately here, Josh, do you know how to buzz in, buddy?
It was division, as I recall, that slowed you down in high school, was it not?
Yes.
And should have got that before
basically
high school.
Just basically paying attention.
You say your name, Josh.
Hurdle.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll do that.
Have you tested?
Yep.
Test. Test your buzzer.
We need you to say your name, Josh, so we know your buzzer works.
Josh.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was painful. Lebo, Seren, you both ready to rock here?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. All right, Seren.
Go. Yeah. Say something.
I was testing my buzzer.
Just guess something.
I was testing my buzzer.
Say something and see if it's right.
Fruit.
No.
Is that right, Jed?
No. Not on the board. All right. We surveyed a bunch of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 responses when I asked them, name something you fold.
Lebo.
Lebo.
Laundry?
That's your top answer. Would you like to play or pass?
So bad.
Can we play that?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Kurt, man.
All right. Yeah. Be thinking about how to steal, Josh.
Paper.
More specific.
You'll screw this up.
Notebook paper. A note.
No. Not on the board.
No.
One strike.
No. No. We're not passing Susie a note.
How about money?
No, oh, really? Not on the board.
Yeah. It's all crypto now. Nobody's got any actual cash anymore.
Venmo.
I got my folding money. Keep the big bills on the outside.
That's a five.
That's a five. Curtis has no idea.
A chair?
Wow.
holding chair. Yeah. I have no freaking idea. Like, what is happening?
Not going to work.
That's three strikes.
Three strikes. But you did get the top answer. That's a nice consolation.
That's probably a lot of points.
It was 25 points.
Oh, geez.
Lincoln Hoyt's contract?
To tear it up. Tear that one up.
Yeah. I have a blanket, your arms. I had folding chair.
I had table.
Your folding table, that's not bad. Could be poker. Oklahoma in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
They fold.
Sometimes in the first half.
Cards, yeah. He's folding cards.
Oh, a bad poker hand.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. What do you think? What sounds good?
Well, the chair was on there. I don't think the table's on there. So
okay.
Envelope, I don't know.
How about an answer?
But shut your mouth.
Answers don't fold.
I don't have any of them that I really like based upon how these answers are going. I mean,
well, then,
like you said laundry, blanket, arms, table.
Yeah, let's go blanket.
Okay. Final? I'm going to say blanket.
That was the eighth best answer, 27 points over to Josh and Seren. The answers that you did not get, number two, sheets, three, hands, four, arms, five, napkin, six, paper towel, Curtis, and seven, cards.
Guy, you're terrible. We were all over it. We had them all.
I thought we'd have flag on there.
We should have gotten the category.
Knowing Jed's people,
they
don't care about the flag.
We might have run the board.
That's hurtful, Todd.
So subtle.
All right, K-Dog, Josh, you both ready to rock here?
Probably not.
All right, we surveyed 100 of my weirdo followers. We got the top eight answers when I asked them, name any current NHL player.
Curtis. Alexander Ovechkin.
That's your top answer. Would you guys like to play fast?
God.
Might as well try to
I guess we can get a couple of them.
Because we're not going to be able to steal.
Sidney Crosby.
That's number two.
Connor McDavid.
You're taking my
Connor guys. McDavid was the eighth best answer.
Coming off the board.
Let's see. We got a Blues fan. Maybe Tereshenko.
Ooh. Not on the
That's
board.
A real guy, though, right, Petro?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
Goo boy.
It's French.
Jacques Villeneuve.
That's an IndyCar driver.
I was trying to give a really
Villeneuve.
TJ Oshie.
TJ Oshie was on the board, seventh best. You're just crushing that.
I got one. I'm out of guys now.
You wouldn't have been dancing like that 10 minutes ago.
No. Oh, dancing into the. Let's go, Curtis. Get me one.
I'm going to say Terry.
No.
You can't even.
Not even.
Terry.
I'm trying to think of the last time I watched
that. That was three strikes. Probably the Winter Classic, okay? Last year?
I think Kane of the Blackhawks is probably.
Would that
the
be Harry Kane?
Does Harry Kane?
No.
And does who?
Does Crosby still play?
He was already
they
taken.
Said Sidney
That's
Crosby.
The second best answer.
I was also thinking maybe one of the Hanson brothers, just some smartass, could put the Hanson brothers. Hey,
any star could still be on here.
Young Blood.
These are people who don't know if someone plays.
Young Blood, the Rob Lowe hockey movie, could perhaps
I
be on
I don't remember
there.
That one as well.
You don't remember that? Oh, it's not bad. But I think probably just because the Blackhawks were in the cup a lot, that Patrick Kane would be the one. You want to go there?
Sure.
Final answer?
We'll go Kane.
Dang it.
Patrick Kane was the third best answer. 80 additional points over to Josh.
You're over 100.
And Soren, 107. To the answers that you did not get, a man named Austin Matthews and a man named Jordan Binnington.
Bennington, that's the goalie for the Blues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was a man named Horse in there also or not?
A what?
A man named Horse.
All right, I'm
Sloan. See a man about a horse?
Over my head. All right, who's up here? Seren,
what
Lebo?
What isn't really, Jed?
Exactly. All right, Seren, Lebo, you both ready to rock here?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, we surveyed 100 of my weirdo followers. We got the top eight answers when I asked them to name any type of currency.
Petro.
Oh, bull.
God, where are they going to go? Crypto.
Crypto.
What?
Not on the board.
How about the dollar?
The U.S. dollar was your top answer. Would you guys like to play Warpath?
How is crypto? It's on every ad on TV.
Well, I think that's a general term.
Jake didn't
probably
vote.
Looking for a specific one. Jeez. You ready, Curtis?
Yeah, I'm going to say the peso.
Peso, sixth best.
I'll try the euro.
Euro, second best.
How about the yen?
Third best.
They still got the English pound, eh?
English pound or British pound was the fourth best.
Every can gets paid in pounds.
Did you say dollar?
Yeah.
That was a tough answer.
He said U.S. dollar.
U.S.
Is it?
Dollar.
Go ahead and screw this up, Curtis. I know you're going to.
I was going to think.
Big quarter.
That's what I was thinking about. Like, it was a shilling.
Kurt Schilling, not on the board. That's not even a type of money.
It's I will go, player. Like, one on the strike. Crypto side, say Bitcoin. I think people are thinking, okay, no.
Bitcoin.
Okay, yeah.
That's out. Good. That's like Friendster.
Cents.
Come
no.
on, Curtis.
Curtis, you're the worst.
What are you doing?
Three strikes, no chance to steal here. Saren and
so
Josh. This would decide the game.
Repeat the question and tell me what's been said, please.
Name any currency. Dollar. Number one, 2 euro, 3 yen, 4 British pound, 5 blank, 6 peso, 7 blank, 8 blank.
I have ruble, franc, and mark. It's a German mark, right? That's what it is?
Yeah.
French, so it used to be.
French franc.
I think they're euros now, but who knows these
franc,
people.
Ruble.
Franc is coming up at 4 o'clock, isn't he?
yes. Isn't there,
like money.
Isn't there a denari or something like that also?
Yeah, that sounds... Right,
I think it's Indian. I think it's Indian, maybe. Or what's the Chinese? What's the Chinese one? Having a brain fart here.
Yeah, what is the Chinese one? Yen is Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Chinese would be the. I don't know. I would think that either ruble.
Ruble. I got another one. I'm so mad.
What do you think?
The Curtis is my partner.
I'd go probably ruble.
We're gonna go ruble.
Dang
ruble
it!
Was the fifth best answer. The answer.
Let me guess
you...
something.
Sure.
Because we all just watched Squid Game. Was the Korean won on there?
The Korean won was not.
We did
on
not
the
all just watch.
You didn't
Squid
watch Squid Game.
No.
You shouldn't watch that. Not with your kids.
The answers that you did not get: number 7, Australian/New Zealand dollar, and number 8, the South American or South African rand. Everybody loves
the old
rand.
Okay.
97 additional points. Yeah. That's an embarrassing showing.
I really thought that this was going to be a long game since you got 20 on the first one, but that's a clean sweep.
Wow, that is a rout. That is a skunking.
Buck
get him get Josh not only the gift card to Henhouse, get him some jazz too, would you? I mean, you blank these punks. Mm. You deserve a little more, right? Josh, congratulations, my friend.
Too.
You're going a couple of places on us.
Sounds good.
With an additional form of currency. Jazz bucks.
Jazz bucks.
Should have been on there.
Jazz bucks.
Those are tradable.
They are.
They're on some exchange.
They're good. You can use them for booze, too. How about that?
Might as well.
You might as well. Get some jazz bucks.
Go there right
jazz.
Now.
Go over to Hen House. Grab you some dinner on the way home. I think tonight might be the chicken tender dinner. I think that's why I've been sent. I'll have to look online at henhouse.com to see. We will take a break. We are here at the Tickets for Less. You can get your Chiefs tickets right now. Use the code 810CHIEFS, and you can score discounts on all the Chiefs tickets that are out there. They've got a special package for the Steeler game and the Raider game. Get 2 VIP tailgate passes, all you can eat and drink, and 2 lower-level tickets for $450. Also, great seats for KUMU, $25 for some of the Big 12 games like Iowa State and Texas Tech. Allen Fieldhouse for $25. Doesn't get any better than that if you're a Kansas fan or if you're a Cyclone or Red Raider fan. It'd be a great time to go down and check it out.
Is that still undefeated Iowa State, I believe?
I think
so. They're off a really nice start.
I think so. And then lower-level seats for the Jayhawks and UTEP, a rematch of a Sweet 16 game?
Second round game. 1992. I think they've played
Kansas will finally get revenge.
Finally.
You can get in the lower level for $45 at the T-Mobile Center, but only here at ticketsforless.com. That's next Tuesday night, ticketsforless.com. All your Big 12 tickets, you can get them right here. You know, they're the official marketplace for the Big 12 Conference football and basketball tickets. You can get them right here, home or away, any of the teams, they got you covered. And you can score a discount on the Big 12 or SEC championship game, Todd, Which one are you going to be more interested in since your team is leaving one and headed to the other?
I will. I'm very interested in all three of the big championship games on Saturday. I think they're – I mean, I'm glad they're all on our air,
Houston,
too.
You're talking about?
No, not those. I'm interested in that as well.
That's
I think
the real Big
danger.
12 championship game, is it not?
Well, it's – well, all those teams will still
the –
there's four
ranked.
Of them in there, yeah.
It's the highest ranked one.
Yeah. And they're all good. They're very good. I think the – I'll watch them all. What else I got to do on Saturday?
Exactly. You can get your tickets right now. They've got a special code if you want to go to the Big 12 or SEC Championship. Champion10. Champion10. That's Champion10. And get your tickets for the Big 12 or SEC Championship game. Any event, anywhere. Concerts, yes, they got you covered. Tickets for Less, your hometown place. For all the best tickets to all the events, never any added fees onto those tickets. No per-game fees added on to the tickets only at ticketsforless.com.
The program with Seren Petro.
Who's lost a tremendous amount of weight from last year, but still is a very big man.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. In what year did the Chiefs have their most one-sided win over the Broncos?
It was early on. It was one of their first years, right?
They 1964.
First year.
It was their first year. It was 1963, 59-7 in the first game played as the Kansas City Chiefs. They won at Denver by 52.
Where was Denver playing at Mile High then, or what was their stadium back then?
I don't think so.
Because the Chiefs came here and they
just. Why do you not know that?
Jeppesen Field or something. Let's see.
You know, it would be nice if around these questions you had a little background.
I asked kind of an oddball question. What stadium was that?
Where is it? What day of the week was it?
It might have been a Friday. There were some weird games back in the NFL.
Were they wearing those stupid brown and yellow uniforms?
University of Denver Stadium.
Or the bad striped sock?
What is the University of Denver Stadium even?
Wow. I'll bet it's in Denver, though.
It probably is. But does the University of Denver even still have football?
They have lacrosse. They're good at lacrosse.
I remember see all the games out there, like the Niners used to play at Kezar Stadium or whatever it is out there. Just a little kind of dump.
Yeah, and it was kind of retrofitted into the thing where the one corner of the stands is kind of narrows off because the street's there. There's like, this is all we can do.
It's pretty wild. Like, they're talking to the Royals going downtown, all this kind of stuff. How many years will it take to build a stadium?
Three.
Four, whatever. And when the A's came to town from Philly, they built a stadium in like 3 months.
Yeah.
So here you go. Probably wouldn't pass the codes of today.
Probably not.
And they didn't need that many fans to be supported by the stands because they didn't go to many games because they were awful.
That's right.
But they just like, hey, you have a team. Where are we going to play?
Yeah.
Let's make a stadium.
By the way, Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, what we were playing for there. You can send Joe's anywhere in the country, Todd. Just go to joeskc.com. Of course, great spread for your game days. Don't worry if you want a Chiefs day, Chiefs game spread, get it the night before. They're not open on Sundays because they like to give their employees a day off.
One time only, right? Did they do that for the championship game?
They do, yeah. If they're in the Super Bowl, they'll pop open and do it. So, yes. But it's phenomenal. They give you everything you need. It's all set. We did it for our Super Bowl spread last year. We do it all the time. As a matter of fact, we did it earlier, like 3 or 4 weeks ago. We got the Joe's spread the night before. But Saturdays, send it anywhere you want. Gift cards, great way to go. Gift cards are good at both Joe's Kansas City Barbecue and the Kansas City Barbecue Store.
Let me give you a hint. I mean, it's a pro tip on something I just tried last week at home. You know, I'm super healthy.
That's right.
We've always known I'm
picture
very healthy.
Of health. Body's a temple.
Temple. I've been eating, we've been eating like zucchini, like you grill it, you know, slice up the zucchini, just a very light amount of like avocado oil or something on it, right?
Avocado oil.
Yeah, it's a new thing, a little flavor. No, there is. Okay. New flavor. Not much, though, because, you know, it's good fat, but whatever.
It's not cheap.
That Oklahoma, or that Joe's KC, excuse me, old habit. You can buy the big jug of the fry seasoning.
Yeah.
You put that on that zucchini.
Oh,
holy smoke.
Really?
Yes.
Have you had the potato chips with
yes.
the guys?
They're good.
Yes.
They are salty. I'm gonna give you a
very
nugget.
Salty.
If you're like, I kind of like light salt. Well, don't go with this because I like salty, so I loved them.
Yeah,
I think
great.
They're awesome. But
we were doing roasted potatoes with the fry seasoning on them. It's great because, you know, you're putting on potatoes. That's what you eat. I put some of this stuff on the zucchini when I grilled it. It was like. Great. It was like I was having Oklahoma Joe's fries.
Yeah.
Joe's KC fries. Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah. With the zucchini. Made the zucchini not quite taste like a French fry.
That's right.
But it made it taste very, very
good. Went down that road.
I put that stuff on a lot of things.
Time for a little Lebo Sounds as we are live at ticketsforless.com. Great special going on for the Steelers and Raiders games that are left on the schedule. Only three home games. You can buy tickets and get a discount to any Chiefs ticket right now by using 810Chiefs. Use that promo code at ticketsforless.com. But if you go to ticketsforless.com/ticket and tailgate, you can get the two VIP tailgate passes, all you can eat and drink, and two lower level tickets for just $450. Again, all you can eat and drink at the VIP tailgate. Get there early, eat it up for a couple, 3 hours, and then go on into the game, two lower level seats. It's at ticketsforless.com. Whether you want in the door or want the best seats in the house, they got you covered. $45 lower level seats for KU and UTEP next Tuesday night at T-Mobile. They got the KU-MU tickets for December 11th. You can get into Allen Fieldhouse for a Big 12 game. Iowa State or Texas Tech as low as $25. It is your official ticket marketplace for the Big 12. It's ticketsforless.com. Todd, speaking of the Kansas Jayhawks, one Bill Self was talking today. Do you like my Bob Davis impression, by the
That's
way?
Not bad.
He does it better.
It's not bad. Bill Self's not going to like that call.
No.
That's our favorite. That's how Bob Davis isn't a dumbass like the guys at Texas Tech and get himself suspended because he didn't just go ranting and raving. He looks over. Bob thought it was a bad call. He looks at Self. Self's losing his mind.
You're going to call foul on Jacques.
Bill Self doesn't like that call.
It's a Bob Davis.
Bob is the best.
Love Bob. Love Bob. But Bill Self talked today. They are playing St. John's.
Hey, can I just say,
Friday.
Haney needs to add a where does he go? Because we have our Haney, you know. Rock, chalk it up.
Chalk it up.
Yeah, I can't get to Brian.
A two-hand thunder jam.
Yeah.
And Allen Fieldhouse is going crazy.
But does he have a when there's a bad call, does he have one he goes to yet?
I haven't noticed yet.
Bill Self's not going to like that. I don't know if Brian does. Well, they don't get any bad calls.
Brian's such a good guy. He actually tries to stay above the fray. So he
True.
Yeah. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so Bill Self. Bill Self doesn't like that question.
No, he didn't like. Well, I think he liked all these questions. Well, see, they're playing St. John's, right? And it's gonna. You have a short show Friday because of this. Sorry.
I'm very upset.
Just
can I still stay here and work?
You can.
60-degree day. It's going to be just awful to not be working late. But St. John's is pretty good squad. They got a pretty good player, this guy named Julian
Champagne.
You just told me how to say that before. He tested the NBA waters last year, came back. He's averaged like 21 points. He's a really good player. So this is someone they're going to have to be worried about when they play St. John's on Friday.
I don't know. I mean, we'll definitely have a game plan on how to match up with him, but we probably need to throw some different looks. We switch so much, so it's not like, you know, CB or Oak starts on him, which is fine, but that doesn't mean they're going to finish on him in those possessions. But we're going to have to help him in the post a lot. So we worked on that yesterday, and then, of course, we'll continue to work on that the next 2 days.
Got to get it figured out. Kansas, you know, it was disappointing to lose to Dayton, for sure, right? That shocked them, I believe, because Dayton, this wasn't Dayton from 2 years ago or whatever. They had the game controlled most of the time, and they lost it. In my opinion, you know, I think this is fine for Bill Self. I think he was a little bit frustrated from watching him on TV with the way they were playing, perhaps, and winning games. And I think it's always – coaches, especially in football, will tell you it's nice to coach some mistakes out after a win, but they're playing 30-some basketball games. Yeah. This ain't the end of the world if you lose this game down in Orlando. But that's a real chance to coach these guys like, dude, I've been telling you. Yeah. You got to do this, and you'll get yourself beat. So I think they'll probably come out here very attentive and ready to go. And we'll see a better-looking Kansas team on Friday.
Will David McCormick find his way to a basketball that comes off a rim at some point?
That's the one. Even before they lost it to Dayton, he was critical of him. He goes, hey, we're going to play through you, and a lot of the reasons why we're not.
You need to go get the ball. And he made a block at the end of that game, right? But then they end up slopping one in or whatever. So he got a little more aggressive. But he needs to be a bigger part of this for sure. This is a guy who's been in the program for a long time. He's big, strong
guy.
If you're
going to play one big, he's got to get the defensive boards.
He has to get all
of
them.
And he's allergic to them.
Yeah. He hasn't gotten enough of them. And that's another question Coach Self was asked today, if they're thinking about any lineup changes as because of situations just like that.
Big changes. I don't know. I would think not. You know, you guys make a bigger deal out of who starts and that kind of stuff, which I don't really think about it near as much as you guys do. But I don't know. I still like to see David get going. And I think that would be best for our team if he plays, you know, very well. So rather than somebody else playing well, I still think it's best for our team if David plays very well. So, you know, we're not giving up on anybody by any stretch.
Can't give up on him because he's
– First of
you
all –
You need him to get better. And this happens every year with Bill Self's teams. He will figure that out.
Oh, yeah,
David McCormick will figure it out. And he will
it's a little different in the sense that everybody's from someplace else.
Yeah. Except, well, that's the frustrating
Except
thing about McCormick.
Abaji Wilson.
You've had this guy for 5 years.
He had to play 4
whatever.
Games without him and then put him back in and try to get the rotation together, which has been a challenge. But everybody else, he's trying to figure out what the hell they do.
And defensive rebounding doesn't take some game planning. No. The ball hits the rim and you go get it.
Yeah, he's been critical of him offensively, too. He said, we're going to run our offense through you early on. You've got to be there. You've got to use your size and your strength.
For the first 2 years that he was there, the game was too fast. He'd make a nice up and under move and then clank.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, that all looked good until the ball got near the rim and it was clear that it wasn't going to go anywhere near going in. Like, you'd be like, oh, there's an up and under. I like that move. Oh, look at that spin move. And then not finish.
Yeah.
He started finishing last year. I thought, like, okay, this guy's realizing it's time to get paid.
Right. And you need to go have a good final year.
He will have had a monster offseason, and he's going to have one of those really good senior big man years for Bill Self. No.
Not yet.
No.
Not
Where
yet.
Where is it? Well, unleash the fury.
And you know, we get fired up about games that are happening. You know, as they happen, it's the end of the world, right? The Jayhawks went and lost the day after Thanksgiving. People will forget that happened in about the middle of January when they're, you know, rolling through the Big 12 like they always
if
do.
If they're 19-2, they will forget about
it's,
that.
But. You know, it's not the end of the world. This is – St. John's is maybe not the greatest team in the world. They only have one loss. That was a 2-point loss to Indiana, who is incredible. You watched them last night.
They – if you can lose to – that. Listen, what I said during the break was – it ain't easy to have a 112-110 double overtime game that sucks.
And you got one last night.
It happened last night between Syracuse and Indiana. That game sucked.
So Indiana beat Syracuse or St. John's by 2 points. But Indiana's it's a fine team. It's not some dopey team.
They were undefeated before last night.
Right, yeah. So St. John's is pretty good. I think they got some players on it. So this would be a nice challenge, I think, for Kansas win the game or whatever, but for Kansas to come out and show that they've learned something from what happened down in Florida.
Well, I think you want to start finding some chemistry.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's going to take a while to do that. You mentioned all these different players on the team. I mean, we're going to see that throughout college basketball until they switch any rules, which they're not going to.
Well, and I think I'll say this. You know, I thought Gary Parrish told a great story yesterday about when Kelly Oubre wasn't playing early in his time there, and he asked Kelly Oubre about it and then wrote a story about how Kelly Oubre's not playing. And Bill Self came up to me and said, you know, kind of joking but also kind of serious. Like, well, that's really going to help me on the recruiting trail with that story. Well, I mean, this is one of the things. Like, with all these transfers playing, the freshmen aren't getting a lot of minutes.
Right, because there's all these experienced players rolling in.
I mean, it's a more difficult job this year than normal.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like that. And hopefully after, you know, the extra COVID year is going to linger for a while because some guys will just keep playing. I mean, we're looking around. There's 24-year-olds playing. There's a 25-year-old at Kansas.
Curtis was going to go play for Mizzou.
I was. Good. I probably wouldn't have started. But I think
but you could have gotten in there.
Some minutes. By the way, is St. John's, are they going to go with a Julian Champagny or even a Posh Alexander?
A guy like a
– Or a guy like a Steph Smith.
They're going to go with all
Maybe
of them.
Maybe a Joel Soriano.
This brings it all back together on that final MUKU.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, because Mike Anderson was already gone.
Yeah, final one was Frank.
It was Hayes' first year.
Dang, it was his first year. But Mike Anderson, it's an old MUKU game.
Yeah.
Not that last year. But he's been okay up there, I guess. I mean, they haven't gone and been great.
Okay.
St. John's been a mess.
He'll be fired. Right,
St. John's had Chris Mullen be their coach. That was one of the silliest things.
Georgetown has Patrick Ewing coaching them
Silly.
Right now. That's not going to work.
No. I guess it worked a little bit for Michigan, right? But they're struggling this year.
Yeah, but Juwan Howard was kind of in the game.
He was coaching, yeah.
Yeah, Ewing was too. He was an assistant for somebody for a little bit, but
Juwan Howard was basically an assistant coach in the NBA for like the last 8 years.
But Juwan Howard went there, and then like everybody, all the recruits came there. It was clear that he was in and around the game and appreciated by the young basketball players because he immediately started landing better recruiting classes than John Beilein had. I'm not saying they're any better. Beilein probably coached them, you know, his group. And Beilein got good talent at Michigan. But Juwan Howard started getting really good talent at Michigan immediately. That never happened with Chris Mullin. Yeah. It is not happening with
Patrick
Ewing.
The kids today, those guys are too old. I mean, it's only, what, 7 or 8 or 9 years older about?
Yeah.
It's a big deal when you're talking about dealing with kids who are 18 or 19 or whatever. But I remember that Mullin thing, it was probably longer than you even think he was there, but it was like, what is this?
No, didn't work. Let's take a break, find out who's going to be the next head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners with Todd Lebo.
Let me check Twitter and see.
Brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. FamilyLeisure.com. Mention 810. Mention the program. Save even more. They're at K10 and Ridgeview. Poker tables, pool tables, arcade games. That's my new wish list, the arcade game. I want the sit-down cocktail arcade game. They got one. I'm saving up for it. Go to Family Leisure. Got great, great stuff. Be careful when you go in there. You're going to want to walk away with the entire store. Of course, the pools, hot tubs, spas, yes, but theater seats. They got it all. Bar stools. The bar itself, it's all at Family Leisure. Go see them at K10 and Ridgeview. We're live at TicketsForLess.com where they got a great special going on right now. Get KU tickets for Big 12 games for as low as $25. Iowa State and Texas Tech at Allen Fieldhouse are just $25 a ticket. You can also get $45 lower level seats for the game here in Kansas City. Jayhawks against UTEP. That's coming up on Tuesday, December 7th. Get it right now at TicketsForLess.com.
The program with Soren Petro.
I want you to take your hand out of that bowl of Fritos, throw away your National Enquirer, and pick up the phone. Go ahead, pick it up. Talk radio.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're listening to the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You know, there's a Big 12 championship game, Todd. You're not going to be playing it for the first time in like forever.
First time.
You personally.
Since 2009.
Todd Lebo not going to suit up.
They didn't have it for a while.
Not going to suit up.
What's your favorite Big 12 championship game?
Big 12 and SEC championship game tickets can be had here at Tickets for Less. Did you know that? And if you use the promo code CHAMPION10, CHAMPION10, you will save even more at Tickets for Less. Also, your spot for all your Jayhawk tickets are going to be at T-Mobile Center. Coming up on Tuesday, you can get lower-level seats there for $45. So get those right now. KUMU tickets. And, of course, Chiefs tickets. Steelers or Raiders game, right? Get two tickets to all-you-can-eat-and-drink VIP tailgate passes. Just $450. Save on any Chiefs purchase with the promo code 810CHIEFS.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, if you want to go straight to that, the deal for the Steelers and Raiders games, go to ticketsforless.com/ticket and tailgate.
Ticket and tailgate, Curtis. Write
ticket
that down.
And
ticket
tailgate.
And tailgate.
Getting
Make a
tickets.
Note of that.
Written down.
All right, Todd.
Getting
who's going to coach Oklahoma?
Boy, I don't know. It's a lot of things shaking today.
Well, why did we have you on then?
Well, the coaching searches are.
Act like
are.
You know. It's talk radio. No one will remember.
We
what
know
you said.
That Matt Rhule has been ruled out by Bruce Feldman.
Ruled out.
When Bruce Feldman or Brett McMurphy or like Pete Thamel give you some coaching stuff, it's probably pretty accurate. All the stuff last Friday from TigerBait.com or whatever and on LSU, none of that was accurate. And none of them were ahead of the story that Brian Kelly was leaving. So, you know, Matt Rhule was a topic for a while. Brent Venables has been a topic amongst a lot of Oklahoma fans. Bob Stoops and he are friends, obviously. They worked together for a long time. Bob Stoops is the interim now. I think he's helping with the search. But Brent Venables is in Alabama right now with Clemson clothes on, recruiting, okay? And not to say that you can't do that and then all of a sudden go somewhere else. You can get kids to go to Clemson and then show up at your school. I don't know. There's a tweet from Dean Blevins, who's a connected person, a former Oklahoma quarterback who's a newsman down there in Oklahoma City, saying that they're expecting to interview Luke Fickell sometime after Saturday. But if they end up making the playoff, I mean, well, I could say, who could imagine someone leaving a team when they're on the way to the playoff? But Brian Kelly may have done just that. I don't know. Dan Lanning is a name, is a local guy here who's getting a lot of run. He's the DC at Georgia. Dean Vlevin says don't erase him from your idea. But other reports from the news down there, there is a basketball game today. Florida and Oklahoma are playing at Lloyd Noble Center. Tickets might have tickets, but you may just walk in. I don't know. But they're honoring Lon Kruger. Because he had retired, he coached both Florida and Oklahoma. So there was some thought that there was going to be they were going to do that, and maybe roll a basketball coach out at halftime football coach for the dozens who had gathered. But the reports down there are saying that's not happening.
And for the dozens in attendance, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, but there's reports down there now saying that's not happening. No coach is getting named today.
And the tens watching around the world.
But I don't know where they're going to go. I think they've done a very good job of hiring people who are up and coming, not really super established head coaches.
Really?
They've done that.
When have they done that?
I don't know. Lincoln Riley, Bob Stoops, Barry Switzer, any of those guys. Pick one. But I don't know if that's the play when you're going into the SEC. This is a very important, challenging time. But it's a great program that's on steady footing. As far as that part goes, they've got great facilities and all that tradition that you need that you can't make up.
Will you be as patient with your Scott Frost as Nebraska has been when you guys go 1-8 in the SEC?
If they go 1-8 in the SEC, I'll be surprised. But if they hire the wrong guy, they could. Yeah.
You don't even have a golden boy like Scott Frost to go hire.
Oh, there's golden boys out there. Look at really? Josh Heupel putting 60 points up on Missouri. Jeff Lebby, he's down there being the OC at Ole Miss. Seth Luttrell, there's guys out there. They're out there.
Why don't you go get Seth Luttrell? He was a hot name.
For 3 years ago. He should have left when he could have.
He should have.
Falling apart.
Shot clock.
Heupel's the comp, though, isn't he?
Probably, but his leaving was not it wasn't choice when he left. He was fired. Brent Venables left on his own because he didn't want to work with Mike Stoops again. I can't blame him. But if Mike Stoops were a better coach, he would have gotten another job after Arizona, but he wasn't good enough. So no one hired him, and that's why Brent Venables left.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Show. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, two quarterbacks have beaten the Chiefs as a Bronco and beaten the Broncos as a Chief. Name either one. Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.